It's a beautiful night for baseball here in Morehead City, North Carolina, as the homestanding Morehead City Marlins return home to host their South Division foe, the Fayetteville Swamp Dogs. Morehead City comes into this game with an overall record of 20-14, but 5-1 in the second half. The Marlins have won three games in a row, including last night defeating the Columbia Blowfish 4-3. This was a game that Morehead City led 4-0. They had a big top half of the eighth inning, did the Morehead City Marlins, as Chris Schaefer and Chris Taylor hit back-to-back run-scoring doubles. And for Taylor and Schaefer, those two doubles scored three runs for Morehead City. That allowed the Marlins at that point to jump out to a 4-0 lead. Columbia would come back with three runs in the bottom half of the eighth to cut the game to 4-3. They had the tying run on third base, but Ryan Smith, who came on in relief with one out in the inning, managed to strike out Daddy Noel Lorenzo for the Columbia Blowfish to get out of that inning without allowing a run. And then after Morehead City went scoreless in the top of the ninth inning, Smith came back out for the bottom of the ninth, shut down the Blowfish 1-2-3 in the bottom of that game to clinch the game, give Smith his first save, and give the Marlins the victory. So that's how Morehead City won their third straight game, improved to 5-1 overall in the second half. That is good for tops in the South Division. On the flip side, the Fayetteville Swamp Dogs, they are 6-3 in the second half, and last night had a tough one, did the Swamp Dogs. They lost to Wilmington 8-1. That game between the Sharks and the Swamp Dogs, actually the first game that Fayetteville lost in the second half to a team other than the Marlins. Morehead City has won two previous meetings with Fayetteville here in the second half alone. And so the Marlins have had the Swamp Dogs number of late, and really throughout the course of the entire season, Morehead City has won the last five matchups between these two teams, and the Marlins have also won 6 of 8 overall matchups, so that'll be the story tonight. Let's quickly give you a rundown on the Coastal Plain League standings and schedule here for tonight, beginning in the South Division. Morehead City again with the best winning percentage at 5-1. Fayetteville with one more win but two more losses. They are 6-3. Florence right behind them for third place. They're 5-3. The Wilmington Sharks are 3-5, and Columbia is not finding it at all right now in the second half. They are 0-7. Let's move up to the North Division now. The Edenton Steamers are on fire. They actually have the four top hitters in the Coastal Plain League in terms of batting average, and that's helped them get to 6-1 in the second half. Peninsula is 6-4. Wilson behind them at 5-4. Outer Banks improving here in the second half. They're 5-5, and Petersburg continuing their tough times out there on the field. They are 1-8 over in the West Division. The Asheboro Copperheads playing better baseball here in the second half. They lead the way at 6-3. The Gastonia Grizzlies are 4-3. Forest City Owls, the first half champions, are just 4-5. Martinsville 3-4, and Thomasville 2-5. Games on the docket for tonight, obviously this one between Fayetteville and Morehead City. The other game involving two South Division teams. Wilmington travels to Florence to take on the Red Bulls, and Columbia also travels to Martinsville. That's all your South Division teams in action. Also Wilson at Peninsula, Thomasville at Asheboro, and Forest City at Gastonia. That game is starting at midnight. What is becoming a tradition between those two Western Division rivals, Forest City and Gastonia, about 45 minutes away from each other, so that's how they can get that midnight game going. Doesn't impact the travel too much, but definitely an adjustment in the schedule, as those two teams will have a first pitch at 11:59 tonight, but this one is set for a 7:05 start. On the mound, it'll be Sean Armstrong and Jordan Lindebaum. We'll tell you more about those two guys and have the full lineups when we come back. Again, Marlins and Swamp Dogs about 5 or 6 minutes from first pitch here at The Rock. So we'll be right back in just a moment. You're listening live to Morehead City Marlins baseball here on CPL Webpass. In 1997, a dream was hatched and a league was born. Starting with just six teams in North Carolina, the Coastal Plain League began to take face. Quickly, it established a great reputation as one of the best summer collegiate baseball leagues in the country. Now in its 14th season, the Coastal Plain League features 15 teams across North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Each year, more and more of the nation's best talented college players are choosing the Coastal Plain League to help them achieve their dreams of becoming a professional baseball player. The Coastal Plain League has had 219 alums drafted in the past 2 years alone, and in all, over 700 former CBL players have been drafted by major league teams. But even more impressive is that after only 13 years, the Coastal Plain League has seen 36 alums go on to make their major league debuts, including Kevin Youkilis, Ryan Zimmerman, Justin Verlander, and Mark Reynolds. Great talent, aesthetic ballparks, family, fun, and entertainment makes the CPL the place to be during the summer. For more information on the Coastal Plain League and its teams, please visit us on the web at www.coastalplain.com. the Coastal Plain League, the nation's hottest summer collegiate baseball league. And now back here in Morehead City, North Carolina, the Marlins and Swamp Dogs a few minutes away from first pitch as the Morehead City Marlins are about to take the field here tonight. The pitching matchup on the mound for the visiting Fayetteville Swamp Dogs will be Jordan Lindebaum, a 6'7", 240-pound right-hander of Chico State University. Lindebaum 0-1 with a 6.61 ERA. We'll tell you more about his numbers when he takes the mound in the bottom half of the first inning, but beginning the game on the mound will be Sean Armstrong for the Morehead City Marlins, making his sixth start of the summer season. Will be Armstrong right now, 2-2 with a 2.50 ERA. And what tells you how good the Morehead City starting pitching has been, that 2.50 ERA is actually the worst among starting pitchers for Morehead City. But don't get me wrong, Armstrong has had a fantastic season here this summer. So we are just about set for the national anthem. We'll have Fayetteville's lineup, Morehead City's defense, and the first pitch when we come back in just a minute. We'll take another break. I'm Xander Keene. I'll be right back for the first pitch of Morehead City Marlins baseball here on the Coastal Plain League webpass.
Now, fans, please rise.